This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Thank you for joining us this third hour of Radio Law Talk. This is something that Denise, Cal, and I, and Todd love to do. Again, we really, truly do thank our listeners out there. I was at an event last night, and a couple of people told me, hey, my brother in such and such state listened to you and loves the show, and I think that's great. We really appreciate it. I'm going to say hi to the Tanners out in Canada. You know, I was gone last week, and I was in Canada. It's beautiful. I had to go back to a funeral. It was unfortunate. It was a wonderful aunt that I respect and loved, and was a wonderful person in her 90s that passed away, and it was good to see a lot of the family. I am not Canadian, but my wife's side of the family is all Canadian and from Alberta, and they listen to the show. So shout out to the Tanners out there that listen to the show. We have a wonderful opportunity to discuss things here that are sad, that are happy, that are questionable and amazing. If you want to get involved, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And I always say this because I get a lot of emails after our show that are great emails, and we appreciate those. So if you want to do that, that's info@radiolawtalk.com. But join us at any time. And again, we're going to do what's called a case or no case. Those of you from our new affiliate, WSGI, 1100 AM in Springfield, Tennessee, a case or no case. If you want to call in and you don't want to be on the air, you can actually call in at the 855-LAW-RADIO and just tell them what you think, and Cal will put it on the air what you think. Or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. But everybody loves case or no case. Cal, get ready for the most important part of this hour, which is case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, y'all. I am now going to take you to Austin, Texas, where Tiny Tina Biggs had a very nice Chevy Silverado pickup truck. Every once in a while, she drives it over something, you know, breaks it down. But she had a good mechanic, Rooney Blunkall. He'd fix it up and everything would be cool. Well, one time, Tiny Tina ran the truck over a great big culvert, high-centered it, and cracked the transmission housing, and therefore the transmission had to be either replaced or the parts swapped out into a new case. Rooney said he could do that, or he could just put in a new transmission, you know, or I can go find a wrecking yard case and put all the parts in, but either way, it's not going to be cheap. Going to be $2,400 plus to swap the parts over, and a little over $3,000 for the new tranny if you want to go that way. So Tina said, yeah, put in the new transmission. She signed all the paperwork. Rooney got to work, put in the new box, got it all adjusted and working perfectly, called Tina up and said, come and get it, Tina, and she did. Well, she tried anyway. You see, she didn't have the $3,194.62 required. She only had $2,300. She gave Mr. Blunk all the money. He said, thank you. Wrote her a receipt and said, is there anything else I can do for you? She said, yes, I'd like my truck, please. And he said, I don't think so. You want your truck? You finish paying me what you owe me. But I can't do that for 3 months, she said. Well, then it'll be right here. I need to get paid. And so Tina sought counsel because she said that Mr. Blunkall was illegally holding her truck hostage on a debt. And I ask you, case or no case, and Ms. Dirks, I believe it's your turn to go first now, is it not?
Yes, I believe it is my turn to go first.
You lucky devil, you.
That's right. Tiny Tina Biggs truck.
Yep, Tiny Tina Biggs. That's how she got the name, Tiny Tina Biggs. It's a little play on words. They did do that in Texas, you know.
They do.
From what I've been told.
And what was Rudy's last name?
Blunkall.
What? Blunk Hall. Okay.
B-L-U-N-K-H-A-L-L. Maybe it's Blunk Hall, but I'm going with Blunk
Hall. Okay. All right. Oh my gosh, it takes me back to Belmonts again. Okay, this is a situation where...
To what? I'm sorry.
Belmonts. Oh, B-A-I-L-M-E-N-T-S.
Oh, I thought it was an old boyfriend she was talking about.
Yeah, wait a minute. Who's that? I thought it was like a favorite bar in college or something like that.
No, it's... okay, first of all, was a valid contract formed? Yes. We don't know if she signed something in writing.
She did.
Certainly, okay.
I said she signed the paperwork. That's
she signed
what
the paperwork. Okay, I didn't catch that, but okay. So it's a written obligation for him to fix the truck, and it's a written obligation for her to pay $3,000 for it. If she only pays $2,300, she hasn't finished her obligation to get the truck back, and I do think that it's okay for him to hold on to the truck until she fully pays him. In the meantime, he is a beller, if you will, of the truck. He has to make sure that he stores it in good condition, keeps it in good condition. He cannot use it, can't let other people use it.
Can he charge her for storage?
Potentially, he could, but not likely unless it's in the writing. But he does have to hold that and keep it safe. So I'm going to say after all of that, it has to be something weird. So I'm going to say that Tina sues Rudy, and the court says, give her back the truck for some reason. Something odd has to happen. Maybe it's Texas law or something, but... It has something to do with Cal's funny face right now.
I'm just thinking, when I got this, I was thinking out loud to myself, well, what's the difference between a debt and the item? I mean, sometimes you get the item and you have to pay off the debt. I don't know that, so that's why I decided I would go with that.
I mean, he has a secured interest in the truck, if you will, by putting the parts in and all of that, so he does have a security interest. I still think that... Tina wins for some reason.
Mr. Penny, what say you?
That was so intelligent and over the top. Yeah. I can't even beat that. But what I do is I think about Cal. Tiny Tina Biggs and Rudy Blunkel. That's the issue. No case.
You don't think people are named Tiny Tina?
Tiny Tina Biggs and... But it's actually not Tina Biggs because you could have added the Tiny. It's the Rudy Blunkel that is not... A name. No case.
Don't you remember when he looked up weird names and weird things and it was a case? Like, okay.
There is an issue there of, I know there are in general some states that you can't hold the person's vehicle if something's owed. So I believe that's a real case issue. I mean, real laws in states. In fact, I'm almost positive. But the Tiny Tina Biggs and the Rudy Blunkel are not such
killing
no
me,
such
friend.
Thing.
You're killing me.
Next.
Todd Kuhnem, what say you?
It's a case. She gets a car back. She gets your car back. And what I'm going to say, it's something actually similar to happened to me in college. So if it's not a case, you could say based upon a real experience in that it happened to me, but you didn't know about that. Yes, it is a case. And to Denise's analysis there, I would say it would be even stronger if the writing that she signed contained within it language about what to do if the bail or if the amount is not paid, i.e. you've got to pay it before you get it. If not, we'll keep hang on to the truck, we'll charge interest, we'll do all of that. And if none of that is contained in the writing, if it's just, you know, we'll just go ahead and do this and assuming there's no implied provision of the law, you know, the guy doesn't have a right. He's basically converted it to his own property without the right to do that. So she should get her truck back. She still owes the money. She just gets her property back. That's my answer.
That's smart and intelligent. That's exactly
which is probably, very rare for me.
That's probably what it should be. But you didn't go into the name issue, and I did.
You did.
So we're going to be back, and Cal's going to tell us whether or not these guys have those real names. If they... Then they should change their name. But if not, then it's probably a real case.
Hey, I want Tiny Tina Biggs' number. If she's real.
I don't know if I want Tiny Tina Biggs' number. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Remind you that we are on live Pacific Time, 9 to noon every Saturday. You can stream the show live at that time. We, of course, thank you for listening on your favorite radio station as well.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So case or no case, Cal, you think I'm the winner, or do you think I'm going to just bail on this one?
Is he the winner or the chicken dinner?
Well, it's a real question, isn't it? Because Fred thinks that it's all phony baloney because of the names, and I will tell you before we go any further into any detail that the names are actual names of actual litigants. So I'm just going to...
Litigants? That means I lost.
No, I didn't say...
You said litigants.
I didn't say in this case. I just said...
Oh, in litigants. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
For those of you...
For those of you... Listen, that's my job.
Oh, sorry. So I started it.
You give the opinion. I'll do the bit. Okay.
No wonder he doesn't get an Emmy.
For those of you who say this is a case, may I see by the...
Fred Penny is smart.
Well, as it turns out, no case, but Blunkall would have probably won the mechanic. In Texas and perhaps some other states, your mechanic has the legal right to keep your car until you pay the entire bill. There is an implied mechanic's lien or garageman's lien in Texas, which basically secures payment to the repair shop for the repairs that have been provided. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case.
Pure joy.
Tina, you're letting me down.
Pure joy in my life to beat Denise and Todd. Oh, my gosh. So that's 2 points for me and none for them, right, Kel?
That's exactly right.
My heavens.
How did we end up today with all of that?
Mr. Kunin scored 0 points, has 15 now as of coming in next week. Ms. Dirk scored 4, so she now has 16. Mr. Penny has scored 5, so he now has... 20.
Mucho say so. Right. That's a little Spanish I know. Very smart. I think that's in Spananish. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk if you want to correct my Spanish. Look, let's just roll right into this that we keep trying to talk about. Okay, so what happens is when singers come in and they have, okay, I'm a brand new singer and I want to show you my great songs, they sign up with a record company, right?
Yep.
And as they sign up with a record company, the one that basically holds the right to what's called the catalog or those songs, usually when they're like a nobody and they start out, is the record company, right? So as Taylor Swift first started out, she did her first 6 main albums to this thing called a company called Big Machine Label Group. And Big Machine Label Group owns and acquires her catalog and owns the catalog of her first 6 albums, which, by the way, were very, very successful. Now, so what happens is this individual by the name of, and I didn't hear about this guy until this, is this guy comes in and he has got a couple of bucks and his name's Scooter Braun and he buys the label or the company for $300 million and takes the rights of her first 6 albums. Now there's this little thing going on, this little tiff, they're kind of bumping heads about, you know, well, Taylor's argument is, you never really put me on notice. I wanted to, you know, I could have bought those. Right, that's generally what she's saying. And then that's the evidence that's coming out. No, you were given notice. And for some reason, I didn't know this, but her father owns part of Big Machine Label Group or owns stock in it. Mm-hmm. And he knew about it. Her dad knew about it. And so that's the big issue. Is there going to be lawsuits? This is one of the rare times we talk about something where lawsuits haven't been filed, but this is something that occurs all the time. In fact, it occurred in Prince, Jay-Z, and Janet Jackson. Someone else owned them, and they eventually got them back, but they own the actual work.
Right. Here, when she was 15 years old, her dad helped negotiate the contract. He eventually buys stock in the underlying company that owns her catalog, and... However, I think her dad has a really good argument that even if he would have known by the stockholders meeting that or shareholders meeting that this was going to be sold to another company for $300,000.
$300 million,
that's right, and a lot more than that. And but he couldn't say anything because it could be almost insider trading in a way. You know, maybe not. It may not be publicly, traded company. But you certainly, as a shareholder, you're not going to go release this kind of information out because it could impact the cost of, or the value of your shares.
There's also an issue regarding the master tapes. Because to a recordist, to an artist, that is to say, the master tapes are the real value. Anytime you get a CD or a download, it's a duplicate off of a master mix, then mixed down, and so it's a duplicate of a duplicate at very best. The master tapes have historical value. Tapes where they didn't go. Dialogue. People say, well, let's try that and bring that up a little bit. You know, other things like that. So artists want to keep their master tapes because, A, they have historical value, and, B, they can remix them and re-release them and make some money.
Well, one of the things to point out here, it was a little different than buying the catalog. Now, Michael Jackson, for example, bought the Beatles catalog.
Right.
And he bought it for like $47, $48 million back in the day. He bought the catalog. What happened here is that Braun came in, didn't buy the catalog by itself. He bought Big Machine Label Group. He bought the company of which the catalog was an asset.
Right.
And so that is part of the issue here about whether or not Taylor Swift would have, had she known about it, purchased the catalog by itself. I don't know, for example, that Taylor Swift's individual catalog is worth $300 million. Look, if the Beatles catalog was only worth $47 million, and I realize that was 20-some-odd years ago, but I don't know that the catalog itself was worth $300 million. The company was, and everything that goes with it. The catalog wasn't for sale individually. Taylor Swift's dad said he chose not to attend the meeting because he didn't want to hear a bunch of people bashing his daughter. But you raise a good point, whether or not he could have done anything about it. And had he told Taylor, he would have violated a confidentiality agreement.
Yeah, exactly. And the other part that for me, that just bothers me. There's six albums, you guys. Six albums. Why didn't she renegotiate? Why did she keep producing albums and giving the masters to this company? Why didn't she renegotiate? She certainly had the power to.
It was part of the way to get her tapes back. I'll tell you, that was part of the deal. She had to produce new content to get her old content.
Well, we're going to talk about a few other things when we come back. I'm going to note something else that you haven't thought about. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk. We will continue in just a minute.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Illegal immigrants from across the United States are getting ready for ICE raids. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she had to learn about the raids through social media.
We learned via Twitter, the way that we learn other important things from this president. So there was no coordination. And it's unfortunate because we've had great coordination in the past with our federal partners to put on large events like the Super Bowl. And we've had a responsible relationship. But unfortunately, in dealing with things that quite often come from the White House, they are inexplicable and irresponsible at best.
Vice President Mike Pence toured detention centers along the border and talks about tomorrow's raids.
And the priority that Homeland Security and ICE will be placing will be on those individuals who have also committed other crimes in this country and represent a threat to our community.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
We're talking about Taylor Swift's first six catalogs and the individual that bought them by buying the actual company that owned them, Big Machine Label. The one thing that's interesting to note, though, that all kinds of people have brought opinions up about this and whether or not there's lawsuits, et cetera, et cetera. But there is the important thing to know that they can't necessarily take all these albums and do everything with them. For example, this individual, Scooter Braun. And not just Scooter Braun, but Big Machine Label Group, can't go out and sell a lot of these songs to, say, a movie theater or a movie company to go ahead and use them unless she agrees to it. But it's vice versa. She can't do it either without his agreement.
So if there was an agreement between Taylor Swift and, we'll just call it Big Machine, BMLG, for the usage of these songs before the sale to Braun, well, that agreement is still in place. Braun bought the company and all of the catalog and all of the agreements that go along with it. I'm going to play the devil's advocate. I'm going to jump on the side of the record company because a lot of people look at this and, boy, when this came out, there were people that just, oh, my gosh, look how much money they're making and how dare Taylor Swift, because of her success, have all of this taken from her. And it kind of paints the record labels in a bit of a bad light as far as that because, and I admit that if it was solely focused on this one artist, I get that, but I think you have to look at the fact here of how many artists or groups does Big Machine Label Group or any other record company sign and promote and work and spend hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars working with that don't pan out, where they don't recoup their investment? That is common in the entertainment industry. In Hollywood, the first part of the year is what's called pilot season, where all of the actors want to be down there. They're all auditioning for these pilot shows that are going to be pitched to networks. And the networks are footing the bill for the production of 100, 150 shows, of which, what, maybe five or six get picked up for primetime television. The rest, well, yeah, we spend a lot of money for this and it goes away. And there's got to be a way for these companies to be able to stay in business that allows them to take risks on acts that don't pan out so that they can make their money back on the ones that do.
So when you get to Hollywood or you get to the music business, you come in as a wannabe, and if you're hit, you go out as a commodity. Taylor Swift came in as a wannabe. That's why they made the deal they made. Let's do this. I'm a wannabe. And now she's a commodity. And she's saying, look, I need to be treated like a commodity here. Now, there are those who say that what she's doing is a negotiation ploy, because she'll get a cut of this sale, but she's negotiating to try to get a better deal. But here's the thing that bothers me the most about this. In order for her to get back rights over her catalog, her master tapes, she has to produce a new album to get rights to one of her old ones. Two for one. Right? She can't buy them. She has to make more money for the company by producing yet another album to get the money back from the first album.
But she left this company, though.
She did.
But I'm saying that's the only way she can get it back. So how does she do that?
She can't.
That's the point.
That's true. Her deal with Big Machine Label Group was that for every album she put out after the fifth or sixth one, she would get one of those albums back.
You mean the masters from those albums? Is that what you're talking
masters
about?
Masters and, yes. And also catalog, the music catalog rights.
Okay.
That's a conclusive deal, wrapped up deal.
But she has since signed with a new, she's with Universal Music Group now, so arguably that doesn't come into play. Now, you know, the question here is, why make it for four, five, six albums? I'll just give you an example. This is the example I gave to you guys at the break. Van Halen, 1978 debut album. I mean, off the charts. It was great. They toured. Well, the music company, Warner Brothers in this case, has very good accountants, and they keep track of every expense, and they're not footing the bill for that. They put it back on the artist. So that limo ride is being paid for by Van Halen. And after their first tour for their first album, they came home and they were $1.5 million in debt. That's $1.5 million of 1978 dollars.
Wow.
And they had to get back in the studio and release a second album, for which they toured and then got in more debt. They didn't start breaking even with everything that has to happen until what? About the fourth or fifth album, and that's common in the industry, which is why they make these deals, because that is about how long, if you're a big act and you tour and you do all of that, that's about how long it takes to where you start really getting out of the red and into the black on the balance sheet, and they make their money that way.
Wow, that's interesting how that works. But anyway, we're going to follow this, see what happens, and we'll see if Taylor gets any of her catalog back from the first six albums. One I found interesting, too, Denise, we brought up, and Denise does, she's a family law attorney. I'm a personal injury lawyer, and Todd is a former prosecutor and a criminal defense attorney. And Jeff Bezos, you know, I feel really, really bad for his wife that Denise is just going to have to live a pauper's life. Is that true?
Well, relatively speaking, considering how much he's worth, I think they settled in this case for $38 billion.
That's billion with a B?
Billion with a B.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Billion with a B.
She gets $38 billion. Todd, let me tell you this. Wait, stop right here. Todd, she's single now.
Well, you know, you need a pool boy?
Todd, I'm going to repeat this. And those of you listening who know Ms. Bezos, Todd's available.
That makes
you speechless for the first time.
That makes her the 22nd richest person in the world. Mm-hmm. And she's a novelist. And you know what? I like to read. So we got that going for us, right? And not that I'm greedy, but I'm not allergic to money. So it's not like the $38 billion would otherwise affect me.
You're practically married now. That's great.
Well, hey,
does she like cats?
Well,
that might be something.
Well, let's assume she doesn't like. Okay, let's assume she doesn't like cats. You talk to your cats and say you will have a house about 1,500 square feet to yourself in the backyard, air conditioned, heated, with a lot of soft pillows.
In Washington State,
And I'll come visit you.
Servants.
I'm sure there'll be five. They'll have little servants that give them, what's those little cat, little tiny jars of cat food?
Yes. Well, I think what I would do is I would just continue to make the payments on the house that I am currently residing in. I don't want to uproot the cats. It's very important for them because it can be a traumatic experience when dad leaves. And so I'll leave them there. My daughter, 18, probably wants to stay there, watch the cats, and she can do it. You know, I think it would be a...
It would work.
Yeah. Sure.
What about Radio Law Talk?
Oh, I would do Radio Law Talk. It might have to be remote.
No, you fly with your jet.
You'd have to pack. Yeah, we could do that. Or just fly you guys up.
Okay.
Come on up to Washington.
Yeah.
All right. Her name's Mackenzie, by the way.
Oh, I love that name.
Okay.
I love that.
I'm going to find her Twitter account.
Let's
get her on the phone. Mackenzie, call in to Radio Law Talk. We're a nationally syndicated, you know, radio show. And that's, yeah, he left. Now, you can talk about the details. What happened is Jeff Bezos apparently has a girlfriend, and she is a individual by the name of Lauren Sanchez, former news anchor, and he kind of admitted having an affair with her, and that's when they kind of split up. Apparently they have four children, wonderful children, married 25 years?
Yes.
But
this was fairly amicable. This was not like a huge thing.
Yes.
And one of the things to note that's really important in divorce law is Washington State is a no-fault state. And so is California. There are a lot of no-fault states. What that means is that they don't have to assess fault on either of the parties in order to get the divorce. So they really don't care why they're getting a divorce. Had this been a fault state like New York or some of the other southern states, she could have got it all. She could have gotten it all. Yes, because they punish the person that's at fault for why the divorce is coming. So if he had an affair, he admitted to that affair, had this been a fault state, he would have lost a lot of things.
So no fault basically takes a divorce and turns it into a business transaction, essentially, right? We're just going to separate assets and figure out where the kids are going to stay and see you later.
That's right. Yeah. And Washington State also has a community kind of thought about division, too. So she's going to get part of his money that was earned and accumulated during the community.
So she gave up. She gave up the Washington Post. She said, "I don't want to own Washington Post. I don't want your space exploration firm, Blue Origin." And she gave up her voting rights in the stock. So she doesn't get that in cash, that stock in Amazon that she gets.
Right, exactly. She got 4% stake in that company.
And they started Amazon together in their garage in Seattle. And because it was together, that's why she's entitled to so much, arguably. And this was...
They had nothing. It was just a little tiny, let's go work out in the garage type of thing. Well, we're going to be back. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. We're going to touch on the lawsuit of the gun manufacturers. We'll be right back.
You can stream past episodes of Radio Law Talk anytime you'd like. It's on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk.
So, we talked about earlier, we're going to talk about the parents of the Las Vegas massacre are suing many gun manufacturers and some dealers, saying that they basically allowed this bump stock, the bump stock, which is when you take a rifle, it somehow hits your shoulder. I've actually tried to shoot one with it. I don't, that's weird. I've tried it once. I can't figure it out. But it bumps, it hits your shoulder, and then it keeps pulling. It makes your hand pull back and pull the trigger. And they're arguing it's you're making it more like an automatic weapon, which is against the law. And that's what happened in this Las Vegas massacre. The individual had a bump stock and was able to shoot over 1,000 rounds in 10 minutes, which they're arguing that he wouldn't have been able to do had you not had these bump stocks. And the issue is going to come down to what's called the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. And that is an act that was passed July 29th or 24th, 2005, that basically says that manufacturers of firearms and dealers are not going to be held liable when a crime occurs with their products. But there's still, you know, things that they argue that they can say if it's a defective product, a breach of contract, type of things, or if the manufacturer has any criminal misconduct, they could still be liable. But in general, this was a blanket over the top of the manufacturers of rifles and guns that make it so they can't be sued for a crazy guy going out and shooting people. Now, there's smart lawyers out there, and they're trying to figure ways around this. So the first real, I mean, there's a number of times that this has been come up against, what's the word, I guess you, challenged. And one of the well-known one that we talked about at Radio Law Talk, if you go back to around March of 2019, we discussed this, and what happened in Connecticut Superior Court, October 2016, a lawsuit was filed by the families of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary case against all of these manufacturers. Well, guess what? The lower court held, look, under the, it's called the PLCAA, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, there's no way you could sue these manufacturers, and threw it out. Well, the Supreme Court, again, this is the state Supreme Court of Connecticut, reversed it and said, yes, you could. And if you go back to our podcast, we talk all about that. Now, the parents of the Las Vegas massacre shooting are kind of trying to get around the PLCAA and say, look, it had nothing to do with the protections you're allowed. You manufactured this bump stock with full knowledge that it makes it into an automatic weapon, which is against the law, and you had knowledge of that. And actually, my understanding is the gun manufacturers didn't manufacture it. It was the... there's some offshoot companies
an accessory company.
Yeah, an accessory company that do it. So I don't know how they're arguing that the gun manufacturer is going to be liable outside the PLCAA protections of that law that protects them. I guess the only argument would be that you knew about these bump stocks and allowed it. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, and just because Connecticut decided a certain way, it doesn't mean that Nevada is going to decide the same way.
Right.
It may be persuasive type of arguments on both sides, but it's not a sure thing. That's one of the genius of our United States, is that each state can have different laws and different opinions and different state Supreme Court decisions.
And I think one of the things that would be borne out in the discovery process, for example, is, you know, they sue the gun manufacturer, they get the communications, and what if during the discovery process they find communications between the manufacturer and then the accessories maker where they say, you know, look, we can't make it because of law that looks like this, but I'll tell you what, we will put these features in the gun that will be easily modifiable by your stuff, and then they can come to you and buy this and put it on, and well, now you're just trying to skirt the law by telling the consumer, if you want this kind of gun, you got to go through a two-step process instead of a one-step process. We'll sell you the gun here, and then you go there and to get the accessory, and that is borne out through discovery if there's liability like that. And so they've got to see what's going on there.
Yeah, I think the underlying question is the bump stock protected by this Lawful Commerce Arms Act?
Yep.
Because it's an accessory rather than being an actual gun.
Yeah, if you want to talk about this, 855 Law Radio, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. But this is not going to go away, because there is a big fight, you know, among the, you know, right to bear arms people that are going to. I bet this is someday it's going to go to the United States Supreme Court.
Oh, exactly. Especially if you get two states that decide the question differently, and there's a split in decisions. That's when the Supreme Court more likely is going to put its hand on this.
Well, the other issue also that I see, and a big one for this, is causation. I mean, a lot of people use the cigarette industry, tobacco industry, as saying, "See, well, they made a product that's inherently dangerous, and even though people choose to use it, it can happen, and secondhand smoke can help somebody out." So if somebody chooses to smoke, a third party can be harmed. They do that. Well, I think it's uniform of everything that gets out there with tobacco, the biggest issue I see with the guns here is the argument, okay, so if they didn't have the bump stock, if that's what you got the problem with, if the amount of bullets per second or per minute can be fired, if that's what you have the problem with, if they didn't have that, he would have killed X number of people, but because he had it, he killed Y, which is much greater. So there would be no liability to the company for only for producing an item that only takes the life of 10 people, but there is liability if there is 100 people. I mean, it's either inherently dangerous or it's not. And to assess liability because the numbers go up, I think it make it a little bit more difficult. I'm not saying that that is an absolute winner for the gun rights. I'm saying that that's an argument that they're going to have to address in the course of litigation that's different than, say, other products liability cases that maybe came up. I don't know. That just seems to me to be something that's a little different there.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. It's going to be a good one to follow.
It's going to be one we're going to follow. So anyway, let's go on to one final thing. I just wanted to, there's something that we just don't have the time to talk about, but the Jeffrey Epstein thing is all over, you know, the media right now. And the issue is about the photos, apparently, of underage girls he found, that are found with him. And this is an individual that has some high-ranking people that he is friends with or hangs out with. And it's really not a political thing because it's across, it's Democrats, Republicans, it's across the board.
What's interesting is the U.S. Supreme Court just came down and said there's no double jeopardy when you have a state cause of action against and a federal for the same crime that you got it. It was a very old case and they reaffirmed that case. And now you've got Epstein popping up where they had a settlement in this in the Southern District of Florida where he pled to state causes, or state crimes, I should say,
right.
And now the federal in the Southern District of New York is coming after
him. And now allegations are surfacing that he's allegedly tried to silence some of the witnesses with some handsome payoffs. So this is getting more interesting every moment, isn't
it? He's a wealthy man.
Is. I did just read yesterday, I believe, that Acosta, I think that's his name, who
yes.
was the, he's the current labor secretary, he was the prosecutor that gave the sweetheart deal to Epstein, has indicated that he is going to step down, I believe, either next week or the week after, so he is stepping down. Look, sometimes prosecutors make deals here, and oftentimes the reason they make a deal is to spare the victim of a second round of victimization by a very aggressive and egregious attorney. The problem in this case with the deal that was reached is they never told the victims about the settlement. The
exactly.
victims found out about it after the fact. It wasn't for them. It was for something completely different, and I think that it was wrong.
And I do, too, and I think Acosta should be
yes.
stepped down.
Now, quick takes. Fred.
Be careful when you have no money, you're working in your garage in Washington trying to make some sort of little business. Make sure you get yourself a prenup, even if you have no money.
Denise.
I think that Taylor Swift should have negotiated for a right of first refusal to purchase her masters in the event that the company is sold and her masters are going to go to a new owner.
And Mr. Cunin.
If you took 38 billion $1 bills in Las Vegas and stacked them one on top of the other and then tipped that stack over, you would be able to walk on dollar bills from Las Vegas to New York City. Miss former Bezos, look me up on Twitter.
Thank you for joining us. Remember, you go to RadioLawTalk.com to hear all of our shows. Tell your friends about us. See you next week. I'm Fred Penny, your host.
This is Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.